Oh, that's right. You know, Gracie's looking over this big bag of blankets and whatnot that we have for you, Karen, here today. She's checking out that box, going, I think I'd like to keep one or two of these.
Oh, Gracie, come on. You got it good. Come on now.
She
Although
goes,
this goes good with her coat right here.
Yeah, that's right. And what about that new pet bed that
I
somebody brought by
know.
with the tag still on it there, honey?
I'm guessing it hasn't been used
It
then,
has
right?
been not
No,
used.
it's beautiful. And so are all the other blankets in there. They're very nice quality.
Gracie goes, yeah, I'll take that over to my bed.
Oh, my goodness. She took the blanket.
She does that. By the way, don't let me forget, I've got more upstairs that people dropped off.
Okay.
This was just what was dropped off in the box outside
Saturday. Okay. Okay. Wonderful. Yay.
In case you haven't guessed, I'm here with Karen Petty. She is the executive director of the Humane Society. And yes, Gracie has joined us this afternoon. Gracie Gives Back is the name of her Facebook page. What do you think? How are we doing on collecting blankets, Karen?
I think you're doing a phenomenal job. I think Gracie is doing a phenomenal job of rallying the community.
Yes.
And bringing us the blankets that we asked for or said that we needed. She took it upon herself. And you need to look at some of the posts she's putting up there, Anne. I don't know if you have sanctioned all of the posts on Gracie's page.
Really?
She knows. Let's just say she's figured out the keyboard.
She has figured out the keyboard. That one where she's kind of rolling on her side laughing there. Yeah, you know, she is quite a character when it comes to getting her picture taken. Wait till you see what the next series of pictures are going to be if we can get her to behave. Best time to take pictures of Gracie? Late at night.
She's
much
asleep.
She's much more palatable.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Middle of the afternoon is not the time to do this.
She's enjoying the blanket. She's going to kind of quality test each and every one, I think, before we can take off with them.
Exactly. So, we had a nice event Saturday for the Humane Society in Sharp Facets, and people came out and had a good time. You were here for a little while.
I came here long enough to be completely bedazzled by how beautiful you had your store set up, the number of people that were there, and the food. Oh, my gosh. What a spread of treats. It was wonderful. You guys went really above and beyond. You did a really good job.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We try to do things when we do it. We like to do it in a big way. And yes, Gracie has decided the leopard design one tastes very good. I don't know what that blanket was used for before, but Gracie likes it.
It's tasty.
It is. And, you know, that's one of the things, even though we've got a brand new bed right here sitting on, they don't have to be brand new.
No. In fact, well, I'll tell you what, the only thing that we really get new are those rolled up fleeces. I think they must be on sale at some of the different stores throughout the town. But no, as long as it's something that's thick enough or of size enough that we can use, it's fine. It does not have to be anything fancy schmancy.
That's right. In fact, if you want an excuse to buy new blankets for yourself or quilts or something like that, say you're donating to the Humane Society and get yourself the new blankets.
That is really smart. I hadn't thought about that angle. That was a good idea. Because some of this stuff, and you know, I told you when I picked up the last load of blankets, I wanted to use them. They were really soft. And when I took them to work, the staff said the same thing to me. They said, these are nice.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, Gracie, she goes all out. She goes first class. You know, here she is dressed in her little cape over there. Everybody loves that picture of Gracie.
Well, she looks very dignified and calm.
That's unusual.
That's why I thought you had a stunt double or something.
That's really crazy. All right. Well, anyway, so you've been getting a lot of blankets in.
Yes, we have.
Okay. So that's a good thing. But, you know, people are saying that maybe you have enough. Do you have enough blankets?
Well, Anne, we have enough to get through probably the next couple of weeks, but it just depends on how cold it gets. And we're going to need them at least in through March. I've been hearing that we're to expect a really cold winter, and so that's going to put more of a demand on needing the blankets, preferably not sucked on by Gracie, than we normally do, because today's a very unseasonably warm day, and I will not complain. It's beautiful outside, but I know this isn't going to last.
No, in fact, I know it's going to cool back down to 28, 30 degrees, so we're headed towards not as bitterly cold as it has been, but still cold.
Right. Well, it's supposed to be like that this time of year, but, you know, we might have mounds and mounds of blankets, but I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the dog. We need him for another 4 months, so we'll take everything that we can get our hands on. We'll find a place to store it, and I'd rather have too much than certainly not enough. And like you mentioned Saturday, instead of reaching out at the last minute because we have nothing.
Right. So this is a program that's going to continue. We got to thank our partners out there who are helping us out with the collection. Sears, Oakbrook Memorial Gardens, Northland Cable, and over there, Star Fort Golf Club.
Well, so I didn't know that. That's terrific.
Yeah. So we have places. So it makes it easy for people to drop the blankets
off. Oh, that's
fantastic.
Yay. Yes,
yeah. So if you would do that, I know you've heard me talking about it, but it would really make a difference. And after all, you did lose a little puppy, didn't you?
That was really difficult because it was so preventable. And you know what my hope is, Anne, is that the same time next year, if everything goes right with the plans for a new shelter, this hopefully will be the last winter, at least up until this point next year, that we'd have to worry about this. Right. That's what I'm looking forward to. And when people get excited about the snow and, ooh, get to put on my turtlenecks, I just cringe because I know what that means for the staff and the animals at this shelter.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant.
So you're saying next year, if everything comes together right, you'll have a new shelter?
I am hoping. Probably early 2016, as long as, you know, no problems and no delays, unforeseen delays. So that would be wonderful.
That would be wonderful.
Yes.
But some other good things are happening there. Let's see. There was a big notification in the newspaper. SPF came through with, what, kitty food for a year?
Oh, my goodness. It's high-quality food that I can't even, you know, afford to give to my cats. Very all-natural. And we have thousands and thousands of pounds that definitely will last us until the same time next year. So, boy, that's just great to not even have to think about it.
Right. So that's good, and there's other good things to talk about, but right now let's hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG, that's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right, she heard. It's time for us to be back here. Gracie was looking out the window, turned her head around and said, okay, Mom, I'm right back over here with you this afternoon. Mm-hmm. Karen's here, so I think it's my job to be part of the interview process here today. But, Karen, you've got a Black Friday coming up Friday. What type of an event do you have at the Humane Society?
Well, we're not going to miss the opportunity to offer big sales ourselves for Christmas on pets. And so we're going to have half off all animals. And if there's any black-coated animals, even if they have the white star on their chest, they are adoption fee waived. So their fees are zero.
So if you'd like an animal that is black, what about now if they're just partially black and they've
got
black and white?
It's half off, and we had to draw the line somewhere.
Okay. So they have to be almost totally black.
Right, and okay. We have some. And so this will be Friday and Saturday.
Wow.
At the Adoption Center, 10 to 5.
10 to 5. Okay, now, with the fees half off, what does that mean for cost?
Well, you mean what do they get for their money?
Mm-hmm.
They get the pet.
Okay.
And then the pet is either spayed or neutered, and it's fully vaccinated, rabies, distemper. If it's a dog, they're heartworm tested and should be negative. If it's a cat, they're feline leukemia negative and vaccinated. They're microchipped. And
how much does all this cost?
Oh, per pet. For dogs, what's half of 85?
42,
50. 50. There you go. 42.50 for dogs. Adult cats would be 7.50.
Wow.
Kittens would be 25. And, of course, the black pets, which I tend to favor, I love black cats and black dogs, they would be zero.
Wow. So what kind of dogs do you have out there that are black?
Black Labradors? Usually that's what we have would be a black lab mix. There's all kinds. And I'm just getting to the point where it's really hard to identify these dogs. They've been sort of blending with each other so much. You could pick out about 17 things to say, oh, that looks like a shepherd, that looks like a spaniel, whatever. You have one of the few purebred dogs that I've seen around town on a regular basis. Normally they're all just, I don't know.
They're just out being dogs.
They're, yes, exactly. Yes.
So, but now you said you, what, had 174 animals out
there? We've been running about 170. It will start to drop down. In fact, it may have a little bit this month, but as of October, it was 174. And it'll start dropping down through the colder months because there'll be fewer cats coming in. They usually don't reproduce during cold weather. A good thing about cold weather.
Okay.
And then come around March, they'll be going into heat. April, we'll start getting kittens in, and that number's going to jump back up to a more unmanageable population for us, unfortunately.
Wow. I mean, 174 animals out there, that's a lot.
For that facility especially, I say, yeah. We can only house so many, so once it hits to a certain point, you know, as you know, animals are put to sleep out there, which is tragic in all of our minds. But the community keeps bringing in animals. I'm not really sure what we're able to do. Beyond that, you know, we try to rehome as many as we can, believe me. We have employees fostering pets. We have, you know, pets that aren't even there that are being fostered in homes to try to help them stay healthy. We have them at my office. We have them everywhere to try to keep them healthy and make them adoptable.
Now, that brings up another point, because you have a lot of pets that are going up north, don't you?
We still have a lot going to the rescue groups. Yes, absolutely. Probably about half of the dogs that end up leaving the shelter, what we call the live release rate, are going to rescue groups up into the north. We also have some here locally in the state, in Columbia and down near the coast, but usually it's most of to mid-Atlantic area in New England.
Any particular types of breeds that they like or that they
look
for?
No, they're really, well, there are breed-specific groups, but a lot of the ones we deal with, they just pick what they think are going to be the most adoptable in their area. They love hounds up there.
Hounds?
Hounds. And we're rich in hounds in this part of the country. So that's a great outlet. We also work with, for instance, a border collie group. We don't get very many Weimaraners in, as you can imagine.
But you said you had two.
We did, back to back. That was really weird. And at first I was going to call you and say, you need to tell me something? But we got them. One went to rescue and one got adopted locally. So that was a great quick turnaround because, you know, they don't stay caged well.
Right.
They don't do well.
Well, they eat their ways through the cage.
They're very determined and tenacious.
That. Yes, yes.
But the rescue groups have been an absolute godsend. I was looking at the trend of our live releases over the last 5 years. And you can see 3 years ago when we devoted a full-time position to rescuing, what a huge jump and dramatic improvement over our live release rate for dogs was. So it's very crucial for us being successful. That's how I measure our success, being able to get them into new homes and out in a healthy way.
Sure. Well, I mean, that's what you want. And events like this one on Friday, Black Friday here, the special half price on dogs and cats, that's a huge savings, folks. And, you know, not only that, you know, it's $85 is what you said you charge for a dog normally. Well, you know, you were talking about spay and neuter, rabies, distemper, heartworms, and microchip. When mm-hmm. you do the microchip, I think the microchip is, what, $15 to $20?
Right, mm-hmm. right.
So what a savings.
Absolutely.
And the spay neuter, I mean.
And I appreciate that people have pets and they try to find homes themselves with their puppies or kittens, but I'm always so, I feel sort of a twinge because we're not guaranteed that those puppies and kittens are going to get spayed and neutered. So if they come through the shelter, not that I'm advocating bringing in more, I want to prevent them from being born to the amount that they are. But when you adopt from us, you get a pet with all these things that I don't even know how much you'd have to pay.
Sure.
You know, $300, $400 maybe.
At least a couple hundred.
Just for the services. And then you also get a wonderful pet as the ultimate prize.
So now, if somebody wants to adopt, what is the process to go through to adopt?
Well, we walk, of course, people walk through, and if they pick an animal that they like, then we just bring them in and kind of get an idea of what their household environment is like. Would they like a pet that's high activity, low activity, wants to walk with them, gets along with other cats or other dogs or people, children? We kind of get a feel for what they were looking for and see if we have a pet that matches that. Because
had I done that analysis,
I was just thinking.
I probably wouldn't have Gracie today. And my employees would probably be happy if I didn't have Gracie.
Well, but that's important because, you know, you don't want to make a decision that you regret later. And then you're thinking, how do I handle this? Because you know you'd feel guilty. I mean, you might hit that point where I can't handle this anymore. But
sure.
I know you well enough that you would feel a lot of remorse as time went by.
I've had to change. That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Gracie didn't change. I was the one that had to change. right.
Well, you've got her doing a lot of performance art here, so I think she's met you a little bit halfway.
Yeah, she started to pay her way a little bit to help out here.
Yeah, I would have imagined you with like a Yorkie, but not a Weimaraner. So
actually, I had a Silky Terrier.
Did you see?
Yep, I sure
did. Well, I'm
did.
Very impressed. You have gone the extra mile for your dog.
Yes, I have. And she keeps me running and hopping all the time. Once she discovered her voice, the worst thing I ever did was get a little mad at Gracie when I first got her because she, you know, had some accidents. She was in a new environment, and I was a new mom, you know, and I didn't think she was supposed to be house trained. We shouldn't have these problems, and she had a few accidents, and she decided, well, if that's the way you're going to be about it, then I'll just bark until you get it right.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, my
when
goodness.
When she has a need, you know it, just like when you were here.
Well, it's a beautiful voice. She projects nicely.
Do you know, I had somebody that thought that Gracie was a person, was my radio partner.
Really?
Yes. I guess it's because I answer her.
I thought you meant because of the barking.
No, because I answer for her.
Well,
she
listens. You can tell. Yeah, she listens to you.
Yes. Well, you know, I have my voice that's the Gracie voice, but we won't go there right now. Okay. Now, do you have a lot of cats, kittens? What do we have out there?
I'll tell you what, this is good. We keep getting kittens, and it's always been so difficult in the past to keep them healthy because they're so vulnerable to get sick, and the shelters we've talked about, you know, we all know we need a new shelter, so just file that away. And they get sick so easily. Well, between foster parents and them coming over to the clinic that's attached to my office, we've been able to keep a lot healthy and adoptable this time of year, which we normally don't. And this is the time of year when people say they want to get a kitten for Christmas, and we've never had any really they can get. So I'm pleased to say that we do have, oh my God, they're so cute. We've got some in my office now that are being treated for something, but they should be good by Christmas. We've got some at the adoption center. So yes, we have kittens, and they're cute.
Yes.
Don't look them in the eye.
Don't look them in the eye. They'll mesmerize you and say you will be mine.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That's what happened with Gracie and me, you know. Saw a picture in a newspaper of this gorgeous dog sitting here going, they say they don't want me anymore.
Oh.
I need a home. Will you be the one?
Sucker.
Yeah, that's right. They told me she was very passive and very easygoing. Not.
There is no true Weimaraner in the history of life that can be described in that fashion.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I was misled. Oh, well. All right. Well, I love Gracie very much, and I know she loves being here at Sharp Facets, and she really hates it that she has to be back here because she sees people she knows out in the store, and it's like, okay, I'm coming out now.
Yeah.
You know. And
she did that Saturday.
Yes. She decides. She sees you. She sees other people she knows. She just bangs on the door till it pops open.
With all that food, oh my, that could have been terrible.
Well, she's pretty good. But the Humane Society, one of the things that we do need to talk about, the animal shelter, is it's moving forward on getting a new shelter.
Yes, I'm very thrilled. We have a committee that we talked about once before that's made up of half Humane Society representatives as well as county council and county management and engineering. And we're all working together with an architect. And we have a meeting, our second meeting next week, where we're really going to, and they've got a designer who specializes in animal shelters who's flying out to meet with all of us to make sure that, we think we know what we need, but we really need someone who does this for a living to guide us and to, there might be something we don't even know exists that can make functioning so much simpler, inexpensive, and find the best way to do it and save the most money that we can.
Sure. Well, getting the property out there by the Burden Center.
Yeah, and we're hoping everything's going to go good with that. Everything looks good. It's a beautiful piece of property. It's a great location. And I'm thrilled to be able to see in the future partnering.
Yes.
Hi, Gracie.
Yes. Okay.
Partnering with the Burton Center and what they offer and their mission and passion and taking ours and putting them together. We had a lunch meeting with Jimmy Burton last week. And every time we talk about it, we get all emotional. It's just something that, you know, it seems so obvious and no one really thought about it till this moment in time. And it's to me, very progressive And a wonderful thing for Greenwood. I think this is going to be really huge.
Absolutely, because you'll have the equestrian center, the Burton Center, and then the animal shelter out there all together. It's terrific. Hey, I tell you what, it's time for South Carolina Radio News. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Why do I do this, folks? I ask myself this all the time. I've got Gracie, I've got the blankets, I've got her picture, I've got Karen here, and we're trying to have a conversation here. Hey, I hope you all are having a great afternoon. We're talking about Gracie Gives Back. And Karen, you know, so far, not including this weekend, this was actually from last week, $210.50
wow.
is a check that we want to give you from Sharp Facets and Gracie Gives Back.
Yay! Now, how many animals can you get for that?
We have a sale going on.
I will hook you up.
Really? How about I just donate some money to help out? I can't handle
That's
anymore,
funny.
Karen. But cats for seven, kittens or cats?
Cats. Cats. Adult cats a year and older, and kittens a year and younger are $25.
So $7.50 for a cat. If you'd like one that's already trained in a lot of things, that's,
They
know.
Sleep a lot, Anne, and there's something to be said for that.
Yes, there is. Gracie's five now. People told me she'd slow down.
She's not slowing at all.
I know. But what other things you got going on out there at the animal shelter?
Well, just like we were talking earlier about jewelry business, we have most of our adoptions, or a good portion of them, happen during Christmas time. So, you know, I encourage you to come out to the shelter if you're looking for a new pet. People are often surprised when we do have purebreds. I mean, we do get dogs out there that you wouldn't believe, and even cats, Persians, Himalayans, they're thinking, how did they end up at a shelter? Well, someone didn't want them or couldn't keep them, or they strayed away and got lost and we couldn't find the owner. So about a quarter of the pets we get are purebred animals.
And if you want to see what animals you have, don't you keep them on the website?
We do. Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that. If you go to our website, which is www.gwdhumanesociety.org. If you go to the Greenwood County Animal Shelter menu tab and click on that, you'll see Adoption Center, and then you go over, you'll see Dog and Cats. I also encourage you to go to, on that same tab, to the Missing Pets, which shows pictures or at least descriptions of people's pets who are missing, and you might be key in helping reunite a pet with its owner if you've seen the pet out there. We also have found reports. You may know who that pet belongs to. And then we have on the impound page stray animals that are at the shelter. And we know they belong to somebody, but we can't identify that person because there's no tag, no microchip or anything like that. And again, if we can get them back to their families, that would be so much better than having to hold them in the shelter and
hoping that they don't get sick.
Yeah. So I would, you know, we need the community to really help with that. And we have a lot of good detectives out there. And keep an eye on some of the Facebook pages for missing and lost pets. You might, you know, it's like playing concentration. You might match up the picture of the missing with the found we have on our page. So that would be really wonderful for people to help, especially this time of year. You don't want to lose your pet at the holidays.
No. And, you know, sometimes you hear these tremendous stories where the pet got separated and it makes it all the way back across country, or somebody activates a microchip and finds somebody all the way across country, and you wonder, you know, how did they end up getting that far removed, stuff like that?
I've heard stories where even truck drivers or people driving cross country will find a pet at a truck stop, or find it and they'll just can't find the owner and they'll take off with it. Or, yeah, there's crazy reasons why people or pets end up so far away, but they could be as close as your local shelter.
Absolutely. Now, do we still have a big problem with dog fighting?
You know, did you see the article in the paper yesterday? There was a blurb that was a report out of, I want to say, Florida, where even though through all the awareness made through Michael Vick, mm-hmm. and what he was participating in, and just a lot of more awareness of what's going on, it's just very underground. So I would say, yes, it's still going on, unfortunately. I think larger organizations like the HSUS and ASPCA are working with law enforcement officials to break these rings. And there was a recent article where there was, Alabama fighting ring that finally the strongest sentence ever handed down to dog fighters happened there. And still, for me, it's not enough. But the fact that the court system took it seriously enough to hand down a harsh judgment, I thought was very encouraging. And there's a lot of money in it. And, you know, it goes hand in hand with other criminal activities like drugs and other things. So a lot of times if local law enforcement find a drug situation, they'll find pit bulls and other dog fighting paraphernalia tied in. So it's something I definitely would like to see completely taken apart and obliterated from everywhere. And but it does go on here locally.
You know, one of the things that I heard is that here in South Carolina, we're like either last or 49th in animal laws, animal protection laws.
We're 46th now, Anne.
46. We moved up. Wow.
We're not Mississippi, okay?
Okay.
So we're up to 46. And I just saw a bumper sticker. It's funny you say that. It said we're number one in seaside resorts and last in animal welfare. Tells you the priority. But anyway, we're moving up and we're moving forward. And I think that as you have a lot of smaller areas like Greenwood, you know, we're small compared to Charleston or Columbia. Sure. As we start raising the bar ourselves and demanding more here at a local level, I think South Carolina is going to really show signs of improvement over the next 5 or 10 years and get with the rest of the country and have better laws. Yeah, too much is allowed to happen here in this state. And it's not good for the community. It's not good for the state. And you know, I'm tired of hearing jokes be made of us all the time, frankly.
Sure. Well, I just think that from what I understand, there are not any laws with any bite, shall we say, that if you leave your dog outside, changed outside, and no water, and it dies from dehydration or lack of care, there's not much that law enforcement can do.
The laws on the state laws that animals have to get, especially dogs, have to have a three-sided shelter. There's no laws against chaining that I'm aware of.
Okay.
They have to have potable water.
Right.
And adequate food, fresh food. Well, there's no way that three animal control officers for the whole city and county can patrol every single pet owner's property. So they depend on neighbors or witnesses to call it in, but you've got a lot of problems with neighbors not wanting to cause problems with their neighbor. But at the same time,
what's the penalty?
That's a good point.
What's the penalty?
Right.
Right. Yet there's nothing that says if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you.
Right.
Yeah. We all know if we have a drunk driver out there, there are rules and this is what's going to happen, but we don't have that for animals.
Right. If there's no concern for consequences, then you're right. They're not going to take it seriously. And there's people who have pets that, I mean, to not begrudging them, they just don't need pets. They don't need an extra mouth to feed. Look at, you just have the one. And look at how much she requires. Can you imagine these people that have, you know, 5, 10 dogs?
And then they've got children.
Yes, and it's just too much.
Yep.
What in the world is she doing to you?
I don't know. She wants my attention. Yes. Okay. But that's a problem.
It is a problem. But I think that HSUS and other larger organizations that have offices set up in South Carolina are working feverishly to lobby to get stronger laws on the books and harsher consequences for people who choose to break the law. And, you know, it is a felony. Dog fighting is a felony in all 50 states. There are things here, though, that are still considered misdemeanor that I would say should be probably harsh. I don't know if it's a felony. I'm not really sure, but it should be considered more serious than it is treated.
Sure. I think so. And that's one of the things in the coming years that needs to get taken care of. I mean, we spend a lot of time taking care of our pets, rescuing our pets, and trying to find them the right home. And yet we have people that, you know, on the flip side, that are just not able to take care of them or don't know how to take care of them.
I was going to say, I think a lot of it's culturally passed down too, you know, generation after generation. So it's time to get the education in the schools and other places, starting with your dog.
Gracie will educate them on the right way to train your owner.
Oh my God,
hey, I'll be right back. Don't you go away.
Lay away. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because. We know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right. How you doing this afternoon? We're just looking at Gracie's Facebook page. Gracie gives back. Yes, she is. She's always putting out something fun for everybody. So make sure you go and like the page and share in the fun. If you've got some good things to share out there, please share them with us on Gracie Gives Back. So what is the problem with people getting animals spayed and neutered?
I think they don't. It's not that they don't believe that there's a greater consequences in the big picture. Mm-hmm. You know, animals are put to sleep because there's too many, period. I think is apathy too harsh of a word, Anne? I don't mean that people are just choosing not to. I just think time goes by. Their pet's now pregnant. They now have puppies or kittens. They'll find homes. But see, we're trying to find homes too. Mm-hmm. And so there's not enough homes or we wouldn't have animal shelter in the first place.
Sure.
And it's affordable. We make it affordable. We make it as easy as possible to get it done. If you can't afford one of your local vets to do it or you just choose a different method, I don't know. I think that's a really good question. I would love to put out a survey as to why, because cost is not the number one reason. It's just people just put off doing it. Maybe they're too busy with other things.
Well, I think, you know, there's probably some education to it. You know, if an animal gets spayed, what do they usually say? They're going to get fat and lazy.
I got spayed. I'm fat and lazy.
Okay. Well, Gracie got spayed, and she's not fat and lazy.
No, she's not. She's fit.
Yes, she is full of energy and vim and vigor. So, but I think that's one of the things that people have said, you know.
Yeah, but that doesn't, if you think about it, who loves the experience of their female cat in heat, squalling and being just really.
Exactly.
And I'm going to use the adjective I want to use. And then the males, when they smell the in heat, be it cat or dog, it's to check. You think what she's doing now, which is totally normal, but magnify that by 100 times with the male that wants to get out. They get hit by cars when they go out trying to find the female. It's not good. And they end up at the shelter a lot of times. They get loose from their owner. And you think about it in a human standpoint, that'd be like, I'm going to go there. Having a man sit there and parade a bunch of women in bathing suits by, but they can't do anything about it. So, hey, Emerald, hey. So, you know, try to put it in that perspective. It's just not a good thing. It's frustrating for them. They don't need to keep reproducing. We have more than enough animals. We have too many animals than this community can provide homes for at this point in time. And that's true for many places throughout the United States.
I know that they've made actually great strides, though, in the Northeast because they actually need animals. Yes?
Yes. Since the mid-70s, they began really campaigning for spay-neuter. And I don't know for sure, but I would imagine there's laws on the books. Mm-hmm. And if your pet gets picked up and they're not spayed or neutered, they either have to be or you pay a pretty hefty fine. I know that's the case in some areas, even here in the state. And so through all however many years that is, 30, 40 years, they've hit the point where they have, through attrition, they have a manageable population. Now, there's still some rural areas where I'm sure they still have some challenges, but they are coming and getting animals from us in the South. It's still not enough to help us totally. That's not the answer.
Right.
But they are coming down here to get, you know, homeless pets because they also see it as a mission for them. I'm sure if they ran out down here, they would be as tickled as we would be. You know, but there's plenty of animals and just not enough homes. And even going to the Northeast, I mean, we're one of how many counties in South Carolina that are in the same dire situation?
Sure. So now, how do you handle spay and neuter out there at the animal shelter?
We are partnered with Animal Allies Low Cost Clinic, and they're in Spartanburg, and they send a van down about 3 times a month. And they pick up at our facility. You call them to make the appointment. And I can tell you that their upcoming dates are December the 2nd, the 11th, and the 16th. It's a one-day turnaround trip. You drop off your pet that morning. They ride up to Spartanburg, get spayed or neutered, brought back down. And you pick them up that afternoon at 5:30, and they're good to go.
Wow. Now, is there any special, do you have to have them crated or?
Yes, thank you for asking. We have crates for the dogs, most of them, but if it's a small dog and you have a crate, bring it. Definitely all cats need to be in a carrier. And if you have more than one, please separate them. When they come back, they're still under the influence of the anesthesia, and you want to keep them separated so they don't inadvertently hurt each other. And you can call Animal Allies direct to make an appointment and get pricing. The number there is 864-576-6971. And just call and let them know you're in Greenwood. You want to participate in the free transport, and they will give you an appointment.
Now, what's the range of pricing, though, Karen?
For cats, I believe males are 35, females are 47. And for dogs, males 57 and females 62. And if your dog is over 70 pounds, I think it's $70. That's definitely
right.
The range.
Right.
I might be off a few dollars. If your pet hasn't had distemper or rabies shot, they do require that to be done at the time of surgery. And the total for both is $13.
Wow. So when you look at this half-price Black Friday sale that you are having out there at the animal shelter, what a bargain.
Yeah, right?
You've just
right.
given out the prices, and those are reasonable, very, very mm-hmm. reasonable. But still, when you look at what you're charging, half-price $85, half-price $42.50 for a dog, male,
right.
female,
right.
with all the shots, the microchip, all this stuff, you are getting a true bargain, folks.
And you're saving a life.
Yes.
You're saving, and you're bringing a new member into your family. And I do want to say that the vets that are at these clinics, they're performing high-quality surgery. I also say if you have a relationship with a local vet, contact them. You know, if you're more comfortable going here where you just drop them off, they don't go on the van, by all means, use your local vet. We have a great vet community here in Greenwood, and they do so much to help the Humane Society in our efforts. But if you just are putting off getting it done for whatever reason, call Animal Allies, and they'll get it done for you. I just don't put it off. Just go somewhere to get it done.
Right, because before you know it, you'll have another litter of kittens or
Absolutely.
Puppies, and you know, it's just a cycle that keeps on giving.
We hear it daily. Yeah,
yeah.
It does keep giving. We hear that daily, and people, they're embarrassed. We can't believe she got pregnant while she was nursing. We didn't know cats could do that. Yeah, they can do that. And so you need to take action sooner than later.
That's right. So please make sure you do that. The holidays are upon us. It would be nice. I know you said you got 170-plus animals out there, and I would expect most of them are up for adoption.
Not all of them. There's still a lot of them are on their hold time. Where they come in, we have to hold them a period of time if they're stray, and there might be some known owners or,
right.
police cases. But we have probably 40 to 45 available right now, and we want to work our best to get as many processed and heartworm tested and all that to be ready for this weekend event.
Wow. So this is your opportunity. Remember, you can also go to your website.
Please. www.gwdhumanesociety.org and click on Greenwood County Animal Shelter tab, and you'll see the adoption center. You can see the animals available. You can see the animals that are reported missing. You can see the animals we have that are straying. We're hoping to find their owners. You can definitely be a help to us, and we would appreciate that much.
Now, if you lose an animal, should you just come to the animal shelter, call the animal shelter? What should you do?
I think going down would be the best. Now, we also have on the website an online form for reporting a lost or found pet, and you can put a picture. Pictures are so important. But, for instance, we recently had a dog reported missing, and we thought the dog that we had later matched it, but we couldn't get a hold of the owner. The information wasn't good, and they didn't come down and look to see if it was there. We encourage you, if you have a pet that's missing, come down every 2 to 3 days and walk through there, because the volume of animals that come through makes it difficult. We're mere mortals to keep up with all of it. We do the best that we can, but it's really up to them to help it make it easier for us.
Now, if you've lost an animal and it's found out there at the animal shelter, how much is there a cost to get your pet back?
There is, and those are county mandated fees. In fact, I can't think of any county that doesn't have required reclaim fees.
She doesn't think it's right. There should be fees. If she was lost, she should not have.
Well, what
to
you missed was her hiney was in the air as she leaned down. That was
yes,
If the animal control officer picks up your pet, that's a $25 animal control fee. There's a 10-pound impound fee. If your pet does not have rabies, it's $12, but then you go right over to the local vet to get it done, so it's just to pay that. And then microchip is required by law. That's $15, and $7 for every day that they're there is a boarding fee.
Wow.
So the best thing is if your pet has ID and we can get your pet back to you that same day, it's free.
Wow. Okay. Well, there you go. So, Gracie, are you pleased with what you've been doing here, helping out with Gracie Gives Back? What do you think? Are you good? I knew you'd say that. Yes. And you'd like more people to get involved with this project, would you, Gracie? Yes, Mom, I would. So if you can help out by bringing in blankets or... Yeah, thanks, Grace. That's enough. Okay.
You did it, Anne.
I know. I asked for her to talk, and she decided to. Okay, that's enough. Thank you. We're almost done here, folks, let me tell you. Karen, I hope that check right there will be a help in doing something out there at the animal shelter.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay, and Gracie will continue promoting Gracie Gives Back, along with a little help from her friends. That's right. Please don't forget, you can drop off out there at Oak Brook Memorial Gardens. You can donate out there at Star Fort, Northland Cable, and of course here at Sharp Facets and Sears. So make sure you do that today. If you've got some old blankets and want to get something new, make sure you take the old blankets and bring them to one of the drop-off points, and we'll make sure to get them out there. Karen, I know you're on vacation. I appreciate you coming out this afternoon to share some time with us, though.
Oh, thank you, Anne. It's a good time to be out here during Thanksgiving and the holidays, so thank you so much.
All right. That's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.